Great graphic novelists create unforgettable superheroes, but graphic artist Sydney Padua used her art to bring alive someone who became an unforgettable hero the moment she learned about her. Mathematician Ada Lovelace, who died in 1852, quite literally imagined the world of software and computer algorithms that govern all our lives today. She was also the daughter of super poet and creator of romantic heroes Lord Byron. What Sydney Padua has done is create a new world for Ada Lovelace and the far better known, because he was a man no doubt, inventor-collaborator Charles Babbage, who is widely credited with inventing the computing machine, a theoretical gadget Lovelace and Babbage dubbed the analytical engine. Novelist Sydney Padua has found quite a pair. The girl with the unstoppable brain, the male inventor, 24 years her senior, part poet, part genius, this Victorian odd couple dedicated to crime foiling and cleverness is easily worthy of Holmes and Watson with a title to match, The Thrilling Adventures of Lovelace and Babbage.
Babbage was kind of the classic inventor. He was the Lucasian professor of mathematics at Cambridge, which was Newton's chair, and it's Stephen Hawking's chair as well. So it's kind of the official genius mathematician position. And in the 1820s and 30s, he was very, very famous as this guy who had invented but not actually built this incredible machine, which was a calculating machine. They called it Babbage's Great Calculator. And it was actually what we would now recognize as a computer. It had programming through punch cards. It had a memory. It had a CPU. It was just completely made out of cogs and powered by a steam engine. This was all plans. It was all on paper. But for him, he was a mathematician. For him, it was a way of doing mathematical tables, which was a big problem at the time, was doing accurate mathematics. He met Ada when she was 18, and she was the daughter of Byron, the great poet, and she had been raised with logic and mathematics. Her mother was very afraid that she'd turn into this crazy poet like her father, so she taught her very strictly in science and math and to think very logically about things. But she still had her father's temperament. She was quite imaginative and a bit wild. So when she met Babbage and he told her about this machine, she completely fell in love with the machine and the idea of it. But for her, it wasn't about arithmetic so much as this way of manipulating information in general. When she wrote her paper about it, she said, any subject in the universe that involves the relations between things could in theory be processed by this machine with the right sort of programming.
And that is a leap that is, I mean, Babbage says, okay, we can grind out these calculations for engineering numbers that are needed to build things, which is what he was trying to do with his analytical engine. But suddenly, Lovelace springs almost two centuries beyond that and says, no, this is information science, that essentially all things that can be expressed as relationships to each other are information and would be material that this kind of a machine could manipulate. I mean, that is an insight, I guess, worthy of Byron, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's extraordinary because this was even before Boole. I mean, logic, there was a lot of attempts to turn logic into a mathematical system at the time, but no one had really come close. I mean, logic at the time was still kind of this Aristotle-type prepositions in language. But Lovelace was a student of Augustus de Morgan, who was kind of this early figure in mathematizing logic. So I think for her, she was already understanding that logic was actually a sort of an equation, if you could find the right way to approach it.
Do you think it's too sentimental to suggest that she had this kind of poetic insight about mathematics that directly relates to Byron, or is that too much, making too much of it?
No, not at all. I mean, she herself, there's a letter which apparently she didn't send that she wrote to her mother saying, you will not allow me poetry, but will you allow me poetical science? And she's quite poetical in the way she describes the machine. You know, she goes into these big flights of fancy about, you know, suppose that music, the relationship between sounds could be, she didn't use the word algorithm because I'm not sure if it existed then, but if you could find an algorithm to create music, you could do it on this machine. So she herself definitely saw it as this kind of merging of these worlds of poetry and mathematics.
How did your understanding of the subject of these characters, and of course there are depictions of Babbage and of Ada Lovelace that you could rely on, how did they inspire or in any sense, you know, inform the ways in which you depict them graphically?
Oh, well, I mean, the comic I do is set in a kind of a pocket universe where they actually build the machine, so you can have kind of more fun things happening than you would in the actual 19th century. But for me, the comic was actually just a way for me to express stuff that I just found in my research. When I started the comic was around the same time that Google Books had started their digitization project. So I could just go into Google Books and type Babbage into the search engine, and you'd get this enormous flood of just little snippets of stuff from ephemera, you know, nothing that anyone would have ever thought to look at in an archive. So they really came to life as people because it tended to be private letters or stuff that, you know, anecdotes from people who knew them. So they became incredibly vivid as personalities.
Have you been to San Jose and seen the actual working analytical engine?
No. Not yet. I'm going there on my book tour. I think on the 5th of May, actually. I'm talking at the Computer History Museum, and they're going to do a special crank of the Difference Engine for me, so it's going to be awesome.
It's completely amazing, yes. What do you think Ada would think of this machine to see it actually working?
She'd love it, but I think she'd be disappointed that they haven't actually built the analytical engine. That's the Difference Engine they have. It's just an adding machine. I mean, it's a very beautiful adding machine, but it really is just an adder. It doesn't have the punch cards, so she doesn't get to do her thing on it. But, you know, I mean, Ada got a ton of flack during her own time, and she's still getting flack now. You know, is she really all that? Did she really understand this stuff? But she didn't care what other people thought at the end of the day. I mean, she just loved this machine and kind of let that passion take her where it did.
Sidney Pato is a graphic artist and animator. The Thrilling Adventures of Lovelace and Babbage is her first graphic novel. It's out tomorrow.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.